It's a beautiful day here in Potsdam, New York. I'm here with
Peter Cutler.
And my name is Crystal Rivera.
Recently, Potsdam State has incorporated a franchise into their Pacey's lineup. Tim Hortons, a staple from the Canadian side of North America for coffee and donuts, has arrived with a great reception. Let's check it out.
We're here with Meg Elizabeth Gentner
and Vicky Lejam.
So, ladies, what has been the biggest challenge in your opening?
I would have to say probably getting the register down pat and making sure the line's moving smoothly, because everyone's in such a hurry that if we don't know it too well, then they get all antsy and mad at us.
Can you describe your most typical customer?
Right now it's pretty much all faculty, but during the school year it's all students, and we miss them. We wish they were back because we know all their orders.
Describe your most interesting customer.
I would probably say Will.
Oh, yeah, the same triple-triple guy every day.
He comes in every day. I think he did two tours in Afghanistan, but now he left for a job in D.C. So he'll get an extra large triple-triple or a large double-double. Cream, three sugar. And a double-double is two cream, two sugar. And he gets a cherry cheese Danish, too.
Mm-hmm. What's the most ordered items on the menu?
Well, that depends on the weather, because there'll either be a hot coffee or an ice cap or iced coffee, depending on the weather.
When are you the most busy?
Whenever there's a break in between class.
How will you improve Tim Hortons?
If they could knock down a wall and make it bigger for us.
More space.
Yeah. More space.
Tim Hortons. Honest staff with honest opinions.
With a warmth of coffee in hand and good conversation, there's no telling what you might find out when you go to Tim Hortons at SUNY Potsdam and speak to Vicky and Megan.